Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
What a finish to the week. The market capped a record-setting run, but the real story was the absolute monster move from Amazon.
An absolute beast. AMZN soared past all-time highs, up over 9.5%. What was the fuel for that fire?
It was a blowout quarter across the board. But the star of the show was undoubtedly AWS cloud sales growth, accelerated to over 20%. That's the strongest we've seen in nearly 3 years. After quarters of sluggishness, it looks like the AI investment cycle is really starting to pay off.
A reacceleration like that is a huge signal. And I saw the backlog number, $200 billion?
Exactly. And get this, that number doesn't even include a massive wave of new deals they signed in October. The momentum is undeniable. This wasn't just a retail story. It was a full-blown tech titan flexing its muscles. No wonder analysts are racing to slap $300 price targets on it.
So was it just a bile of tech day? I noticed some choppiness in other big names.
That's the key nuance here. It was not a monolithic move. While Amazon and Tesla pulled the whole consumer discretionary sector up over 4%, other giants were sluggish. Apple actually finished down a bit, even after a solid earnings report.
Interesting. And Meta lagged pretty hard, right?
It did. Meta dragged down the whole communication services sector. Nvidia also took a breather. It just proves that even in a bull run, stock selection is critical. You can't just buy the index. You have to pick your spots.
So where was the money rotating? If it wasn't all flowing into mega cap tech, what else was working?
We saw some defensive posturing in utilities and real estate, which signals caution. But the really interesting pattern emerged late in the day. There was a clear, aggressive bid in the software and cloud space. Names like Team, HubSpot, and Zscaler all pushed toward their highs into the close on expanding volume.
Got it. So a flight to quality within the growth sector. Now, while all this was happening, we got some commentary from the Fed that seemed less than enthusiastic about the rally.
That's a great point. Fed President Schmid and Logan both came out with some pretty hawkish remarks. They basically threw cold water on the idea of more rate cuts, citing sticky inflation and a strong market.
And that had a real impact on rate cut probabilities, didn't it?
A huge impact. A week ago, the market was pricing in a 96% chance of a rate cut in December. As of today, that's down to 65%. The market is choosing to ignore it for now, blinded by the Amazon glow. But that's a headwind that isn't going away.
Okay, so let's translate this all into a game plan. With these cross currents, what are the actionable setups you're watching for tomorrow?
The playbook is to follow that late day strength in software. Let's take Atlassian, ticker Team. It had a powerful close. I'm not looking to chase the open. The plan is to watch for a small, constructive pullback into the 168 to 169 zone. That's the spot to look for an entry, with a stop just below 167.
And what's the upside target on a name like that?
If that support holds, the initial target is a push through 170 and on to the 171.50 area. We saw similar strength in names like HubSpot and Capital One, which showed a steady stair-step pattern higher all day. The theme is clear. Focus on names with proven relative strength and a strong closing print.
So you're saying ignore the weaker areas, like materials which really faded into the close?
Absolutely. This is not the environment to be a hero and bottomfish weak sectors. Stick with what's working. The market is telling you where the leadership is.
All right, before we wrap, let's zoom out. What are the key lines in the sand for the indexes?
For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, keep an eye on support around the 680 level. For the NASDAQ 100 via QQQ, the key support level is near 628. As long as we hold above those levels, the bulls are in control, but a break below could bring in some selling pressure.
Perfect. So the final takeaway is, Amazon put the market on its back, but there's clear rotation happening underneath. Focus on the pockets of strength like software, respect the key index levels, and stay nimble.
That's the game plan. It's a trader's market, not a buy everything market.
Great insights. That gives us a solid roadmap. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep, Trade Smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.